T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. In the wake of the deadly Bronx fire, a congressman is calling for changes that he says could save lives.
Bronx Congressman Richie Torres says various governing bodies must inspect housing units.
And each of these agencies are required to conduct inspections of the building and of the apartment. The results of these inspections are withheld from the public.
He wants a public online database for that. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson is tending to the families.
We keep them in hotels. We provide transportation, clothing, food around the clock to make sure that their needs are accommodated.
She says if someone does not want to return to their Twin Parks apartment, another residence will be found. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
A message to parents, teachers, and kids today from Mayor Adams.
So what is the possibility? Public schools here in the city will go all remote as the 5 boroughs still try to push through this pandemic. Well, Mayor Adams says his statements from Thursday were misinterpreted. So,
schools are not closing. Let's be very clear on that. We are not closing our schools.
Adams going on to say that schools must stay open. No excuses.
I'm not closing my schools. I'm not closing them because we get 3 to 6 inches of snow. I'm not closing them because of other issues.
Now, on keeping schools open during the spike in Omicron, this quote from Adams: we're amazed that no one is commending us on what we've accomplished. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, with the mayor in Queens.
New York State's eviction moratorium expires tomorrow, and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams, who is challenging Governor Hochul in the Democratic primary, led a rally in front of her office in Midtown this afternoon.
Different governor.
Different governor.
Same problems.
Same.
Williams wants the governor to enact the Good Cause eviction bill to protect tenants who could be forced from their homes. New York City Comptroller Brad Lander was also on hand.
Let the eviction moratorium expire. You know, you can try to blame Washington for the lack of money, but boy, if the eviction moratorium ends, it is still on us if we let it expire and those families become homeless, even without ERAP.
The governor and Mayor Adams have called on Washington for federal help. The state has reopened the temporary disability assistance portal, allowing people to apply for assistance. Days after the murder of a young woman who was working at the Burger King on 116th and Lex, police have made an arrest.
To say that our detectives started out with not much more than a shadow would be accurate.
Chief of Department Kenneth Corey describing the challenges leading to the arrest of 30-year-old Winston Glynn. Chief of Detective James Essick describes how his people use surveillance cameras to track Glynn from the Burger King in East Harlem into the subway, then through the subway system to Brooklyn, calling it
good old-fashioned detective work.
And Mayor Adams offered his thanks.
Sometimes we report these incidents as just mere numbers, but these detectives understood Crystal was not a number.
Police say 19-year-old Crystal Bayron Nieves was killed even though Glynn had gotten $100. He's had prior arrests, including menacing with a knife. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at police headquarters.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the COVID numbers are moving in the right direction and away from Omicron.
Positivity is declining. We are now at 16.3%. Again, our peak was a few days ago on January 3rd, 23% positivity. Those were very high numbers, and at that point, we did not know whether we were going continuing up or we start going down, and started going down. So very good news to hear today.
In New Jersey, hospitalizations continue to dip. The state reported just over 20,000 new positive tests and 106 deaths.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.